picks. Although maybe he should.
He's like a genius.
A handicapping legend in his own mind.
I'm the king, man. Remember that.
He's the only person to beat all of the wise guys twice in the Stardust Handicapping Competition.
That dude is a bad mother.
Last season, he finished up at 38-21.
It must be nice to always believe you know better.
Here he is, the Prince of Parlay. The King of Pluses and Minuses.
Hail to the King, baby.
It's time for Papa's Pro Picks.
Oh, the pressure's building. The pressure's building. Five consecutive winning weeks. How long can he keep it going? Well, here's the stat for week six. First pick is Minnesota +3 over Chicago. That's right. I think that the Love Boat troubles will motivate the Vikings to a better effort. First, I can't understand how the Bears could be favored over anybody. I mean, I'm sorry. Let's see. Culpepper against Orton. That's a 7-point advantage right there for Minnesota. I don't care how good the Bears play defense. They have no offense and no Jones this week. Let me have Minnehaha. Second pick, Baltimore. That's right. The low-scoring, no-scoring Baltimore Ravens, who almost got ejected from the game last week over Cleveland. You saw Cleveland get exposed, okay? They get exposed from time to time. Baltimore's defense should shut them down. Another team with troubles are the Ravens, but they'll put it together this week. Division game, very important. And finally, the Oakland Raiders. That's right, the Oakland Raiders +2 over San Diego. Raiders are a hard-working bunch. They lose. They've got to limit their mistakes. That's all they've got to do, and they'll be in contention in this game and many, many more. That's right, the three picks, they got to shut down Tomlinson, the Raiders do, and I think they'll slow him down at least. Vikings, Ravens, Raiders, Papa's three picks. The Baker Moneymaker. Bengals-Titans over the 45. Bengals-Titans over the 45 for the aforementioned Baker and Double E, Eric the Engineer. This is Papa. Have a great weekend.
From Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Looking for some place to host your website? Or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Now is the point where we stall for time. Stall for time. Stall for time. I guess everybody knows what they're doing. It's Friday night.
That's right. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
I guess we weren't supposed to start right at 2 o'clock or 7 o'clock here in Vegas. We're supposed to start at 7:02. So those of you listening into the podcast, you're just getting us right now. We just blazed through that intro. It's so fast. That's broadband for you. I sound funky.
Tonight does sound a little bit different, I have to admit.
I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it, but I sound weird, and I can't quite explain it. Anywho, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Claude Balls is on another computer, wasting away his life on the Internet. And you know what that means.
That means it's Friday night, and this is Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I am the infallible Claude Balls.
Who's running Windows on a Mac.
Yes.
So just for everybody who says, Macs can't do anything, it can run Windows. And that in itself is not a small feat.
No, it's not. And maybe we want to kind of geek out tonight for everybody.
Hey, maybe
actually,
we
have
want
some
to.
Updates on that, too.
All right, well, we'll geek out a little bit here. Am I sounding... what is going on? Why do I hear... I'm using different headphones.
Ah, you are.
So that means you're using the ones I'm used to, so that's why I sound different. All right. Hopefully I sound good. Hello, everybody out there. Hello, hello. You're loading up chat. Good deal. By the way, boy, like I said, we're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We're still getting this timing thing down. It's a little new for us, this whole 7 o'clock starting, you know, a little after 7. We got to get kind of in practice for that. We'll do better next time. Guaranteed. Maybe play a little bit of music first and then come into the show, or we'll have a cute little saying by Claude going, it's 7 o'clock. You're going to be listening to, you know, Spank Wagon Radio.
Of course, because you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
See? Now imagine that. Imagine. Okay, let's see, that's from the board, so we just want to kill that. Now imagine, someone else's show just ends and you hear...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah, you know, that might work. That might work. So... a little bit of news and everything. Everybody who tunes in, of course, if you haven't figured it out by now, 7 o'clock is our new start time. We're not just coming back from break. We actually do start at 7 now. We got a little bit of site news. Basically, again, reminding everybody, we have forums.
Yes, we have.
I have actually listened to the masses for once. And everybody wanted forums, so I put them up there. So I expect everybody to include them, to use them.
So we have forums now. Now you don't just have to read the news. You can actually participate. And you don't have to, like, go through to see what other people's responses are, which I kind of like, because normally, you know, I might see just on the upper levels of the tree right there, you know, some general comments, but I don't see anything worth flaming.
No, not yet. I think it's going to happen, though. I mean, it's kind of inevitable that there's going to be a flame war or something on the wagon. Kind of hope there is, actually. I miss the old flame war. I miss, back in the day, year and a half ago now, actually, God, a year and a half ago, Oscar, who was on the old forums, and man, between him and Red Rum and you, you know, the three most dedicated post-whores ever.
I wouldn't say we were post-whores.
I'd say you were.
We were just, you know, people who liked to chat online.
Yeah. And so you were connoisseurs
consistently,
of internet chat.
You know. Display our opinions.
Well, maybe. Always. So what are you working on?
Well, right now I'm hooking up some stuff with Firefox here.
Getting your chat going. All right. So
getting chat going and some other things, too. It's been a very interesting week.
You know, for you, I will say it's been a very interesting week. Anybody who tuned in last week, they heard us do a really nice and neat segment. I mean, I thought we did a really great segment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We basically recorded... us test driving cars and giving initial reactions to
brand new
General Motors, a car brand that I will never buy, I will never own.
Really?
Yeah, I'll never own another.
So nothing was impressing you. What GM did you own before? Wait a second.
I used to own the Spank Wagon, the namesake of the show. Remember?
A used car. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I've had used Dodges and Chryslers that were better than the Spank Wagon. So
you only had one.
You
only give it one shot.
That's all I needed.
Tisk, tisk. There could be a great thing. You may have purchased like a Pontiac 6000 and fallen in love.
Dude, I would not own a Pontiac 6000. I would not own a Pontiac 1000. I don't care if the Pontiac 6000 was a convertible. No way.
Maybe, you know, a nice Cadillac Catera or Cimarron.
I would never own a Chevy or a Cadillac or anything that was based on the
Cavalier. No, Cavalier, that's very modest sounding. It's Cavalier.
It's very...
it's refined.
It's Cavalier because you're no
humble
Casanova. Huh. Yeah. So I got some interesting news here, and I actually got to bring it up. Can you stall me for time?
Yeah, we'll definitely go ahead and stall for time. We got some interesting news stories tonight. If you're like a gamer and you love your World of Warcraft, guess what? Warcraft owns your private information.
Oh, you've been owned.
We actually, it's been discovered that World of Warcraft, in order to make sure people are complying with the end-user license agreement, make sure they're not hacking the application, they have a nice little spyware app that only scans World of Warcraft, but for all your other personal information, it's currently open. So, for instance, let's say you're working on Quicken and QuickBooks, it'll actually go ahead and, you know, discover what your account numbers are and things like that and report it back to the server.
Wait. It will actually tell you the banking and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So, wait a minute. Basically, you're saying World of Warcraft is spyware?
No. World of Warcraft has spyware.
Oh, man.
This was recently posted, and thanks to everybody. I forget who. I feel kind of bad. But... you know, it was somebody over in Ars Anime passed this link along to me. I want to say it was either Toe or Chazette. I can't remember.
Okay.
But, yeah, this is very, very interesting. It's an application called Warden.
Okay.
And apparently it runs every 15 seconds.
Jesus!
And to quote the author of this article, he says, it's one of the most interesting pieces of spyware to date because it's designed only to verify compliance with a end-user license agreement or terms of service. And here's what it does. Every 15 seconds, to about 4.5 million people, half a million of which are
Really quick. Every 15 seconds to about how many million people?
To about four. There's 4.5 million subscribers to World of Warcraft.
So about half a million to a million.
Half a million are on at once, consistently.
That's a lot of data. That's a lot of bandwidth. That's a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm. It uses the Get Window Text A function to read the window text in the title bar of every window. These are windows that are not in the World of Warcraft process, but any program running on your computer.
Uh-huh.
And according to this guy, he actually ran this and watched its activities. He says, I watched it sniff down the email addresses of people I was communicating with on MSN, the URL of several websites I had open at the time, and the names of all my running programs, including those that were minimized or in the toolbar. And these strings can, of course, easily contain social security numbers or credit card numbers, for example.
So
if I had Excel or QuickBooks open with this personal finances at the time, it's actually doing, it's not just a screen cap to see what's going on.
Okay.
It actually sees what programs you have running, what are the names of them, and what, if for a web browser, what's it open to right now.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Huh.
It's very, very interesting. Now, the thing about it is, if you are a subscriber to World of Warcraft, well, that's, you know, tough shit, because you agreed to let them do this. And, yeah. Now, granted, while they may not intend for this to be used for ill purposes, it definitely can be.
The fact that it exists means that it can be, and I damn well guarantee will be used for purposes that are not, you know, not moral. I mean, I'm sorry, your information is going out there. And even if it isn't Warcraft or Blizzard, actually, uh-huh. And isn't Blizzard runs? Yeah, I think. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is very interesting. They actually had a response back. Once this was known publicly about the Warden application, yeah, they fired back. He says, in World of Warcraft's official statement is, there's some misinformation going around to the hack scanning process that we run within the WoW executable. Hmm. So they want to take the time to clarify everything. And they want to say we're, you know, that World of Warcraft, there's unscrupulous players that want to ruin the example, so we're protecting your enjoyment.
Oh, bullshit.
And they go back, and I love this quote right here.
We're protecting your enjoyment.
Legally speaking, the scans are not a violation of rights. Understandably, that's besides the point for people who are concerned about our security measures. And that's an actual quote. It goes on to say what those players can be concerned about is whether the hack scans are ethically appropriate. To address those concerns, we'd like to make it clear the scan does not review or archive anything that's personally identifiable. Anything that's personally identifiable. That means it is scanning and reporting back, and then, after the fact, someone is taking the time to actually divide it.
I want to let you know, Chazette here in the chat room says, Blizzard's official stance is, of course, that they have no reason to collect personal identifiable information. Then why have it there?
Exactly. Well, of course, they say they want to, you know, keep it for the fun of the players.
But how can, I mean, if anybody can answer this for me, how can it be fun of the players for other people to see what's going on and all that good stuff? I mean, I don't understand how that's for the fun of the players. Having a NetStat? What are they trying to do? Keep an always-on connection?
Now, note that we have absolutely no need for personal information from a player's machine to take this action of cutting anyone off. That is, we can completely do our job and shut down a cheater's account without gathering any personal data from his or her computer. Again, we have no use or desire for any personally identifying information that a player may have on his or her computer. And this particular security measure we have in place for WoW does not look at any such information on a player's computer, even though live tests are saying that it is gathering this kind of information and reporting it back.
Interesting.
So they're actually wrong in their actions right there.
Well, that's something for everybody out there. And I'm sorry, Leroy will not be joining us tonight. Maybe not until later. But just want to point out that is something that once Leroy gets in, we're going to ask him about it because we all know Leroy is huge. Huge into World of Warcraft. Switching kind of back gears, you lost an iPod this week. Kind of one of the reasons I was mentioning the car show stuff.
Yes.
Before he's totally sidetracked.
Yes, I had my 40 gig or die.
Your 40 gig iPod, we think it probably broke when?
Well, I know when it broke. It actually was a casualty of the test drive from last week. I went out and I bought an iMic from Griffin.
Which is a really nice and works
it's
really
nice.
Well device.
It does. It works very well. I will say that. However, here's the thing. And this is not a blast against Griffin. No. Because there are actually competitors out there to Griffin who make similar products. And this is something that actually... The product doesn't even require a software install. The voice recording capabilities of iPods is in software written by Apple. Which is inside of the iPod. Okay. Well, what happens when you plug in the microphone devices? The iPod recognizes it as such and then launches the voice record utility.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that it keeps the hard drive spinning consistently while you're recording.
Which you have to do because there is no flash buffer in there.
Right. Which the problem with this was that with the hard drive spinning consistently and handling this thing, especially going off-road in an H2 track and jostling it around where we're bouncing up and down, just putting it into your pocket and getting in and out of the vehicle, damaged the 1.8-inch hard drive inside.
Damn.
So the hard drive's completely toast.
I think that's the first casualty for Spankwagon.
It'll turn on, but the hard drive will just spin up and down, up and down, up and down, and clicks.
I think, man, second thought, no, the second casualty, because I haven't seen Flying J in months. So, two casualties of Spankwagon. Another shitty week for you, KJUL. Now, this is a little bit of Vegas-only news, and you have to forgive us, but you have to understand, this is something that pissed off a lot of old people.
Well, it's not just old people. There's others, too.
Protesters marched outside of the Beasley Broadcast Group's Las Vegas offices on this past Tuesday. The group is angered that the Naples, Florida company, Beasley Broadcasting, changed the format of their favorite radio station from standards. Frank Sinatra, you know.
It's standard singers. You got Sinatra, Manilow, things like that. It's easy listening, but it's not like music.
Right.
Or light music.
They changed the standards to country. More than 20 sign-carrying fans of the former format at KJUL, the 104.3 FM station, paced the sidewalk at 1455 East Tropicana Avenue and waved to passing motorists.
Now, let's go ahead and let's get this clear either. The country format they switched over to wasn't something that old people would listen to. It's country pop.
Yeah, so it's pop country. Basically, many motorists that were waving and waving back to these 20 sign carriers expressed sympathy for the marchers, honking and returning waves, and sometimes shouting their approval. Organizers of that event say a bunch of local celebrities are also going to be part of a rally on October 22nd at Sunset Park. They're saying that Rich Little, Marty Allen, Bill Acosta, Vince Falcone, and Frankie Randall are all going to be there. Standard singers. Again, these are people that, you know, you will think of your grandmother. But here's the problem. So, as someone said, and I like this quote, country music didn't make this town, said 91-year-old Frankie DeMatteo, a Las Vegas resident since retiring in 79. And he's right. It's these standard singers that were the lounge acts and were the headliners of Vegas back in the 50s and 60s.
Yes, and what's interesting about this is that's always been an argument between the upscale people and the shit kickers and sawdust joints. Even going back to the days of when the Flamingo was first built by the mob, you know, they opened this up as a high-class gambling establishment, but that didn't bring in money because it was the shit kickers and the cowboys who were kicking out their cash down at the El Rancho. A little bit of Vegas history for you. But, the thing about it is it's always been that kind of clash. And Vegas is really, you know, there's really, in this world, there's probably like four types of gambling you see that's very cliche. You have like the mafia-esque mob gambling, which is Vegas and Atlantic City, which is very you know, hey, look at this. You know, we're all, you know, wearing fucking monkey suits and sipping martinis. You have Asian gambling, which is fevered frenzy. You know, you're basically gritting your teeth and popping your molars out.
You've got your Pai Gow poker right there. I mean, that's one of the reasons you have such a high risks but high rewards game.
Right. The only time you leave is to actually, well, pretty much slit your wrists. You piss your pants right there to avoid getting out of the action. You have your French Riviera. You have your European gambling, something you'd see on the French
Roulette,
Riviera. Right, people wearing...
And craps.
More tuxedos, but instead of slapping each other on the back and smoking cigars, everyone's just basically got their nose up in the air and, you know, looking down on every table and
right.
shit like that. And then you have shit kicker gambling, which is basically people sitting around playing cards, bullshitting, smoking, drinking, slapping each other on the back.
Everything you see on TV that's popular now.
Pretty much. Pretty much. And that's really the four types of gambling there are out there. And
What we have here, though, is we have old people, really old people who loved KJUM. What had happened was is one morning, quite literally one morning, they woke up, turned on their radios, and it was country.
And by the way, for everyone else, too, I'm a huge fan of KJUL. I even contacted Beasley Broadcasting to expand my hatred of them. Not my displeasure, my hatred of Beasley. And so this actually includes me, too.
Businessman Tom Best, 57, says he supports boycotting Beasley advertisers because of the switch in formats and because of the way the station treated its fans. The fans weren't surprised. No. They were in shock, said Best, who moved from Las Vegas, from Phoenix to Las Vegas. I thought KJUL would be one of the last stations to go.
KJUL was like a real standard here in Vegas. And I don't know, do you have the article that started, quote, Councilman Gary Reese?
No, I don't.
Because I read an article on him, and Gary Reese is a city councilman for Las Vegas, but he's also a barber.
The guy owns
his own barber shop, and he's your typical businessman, you know, of like small business owner, because he says he has customers that come in, and he has, you know, the stereo going in the background to play, you know, atmosphere music, and like many places in town, you'd walk into KJUL was the non-offensive standard with music that could damn near be liked by anybody.
That's true. By the way, today's demonstration, this was past Tuesday, is part of our national campaign to bring attention to the fact that entertainment for older people is disappearing. This is a problem for older adults all over the country, not just Las Vegas.
And I will agree to some of this, too. The fact of why Beasley changed what they said in an interview was they said that they want a younger demographic simply to attract advertisers because advertisers think they'll spend more money. And, I think that Beasley dropped the ball.
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't think younger listeners will spend the money. You have a lot of older people that really know. I mean, I'm sorry. Who really buys Cadillacs? Old people or young people? Well, hold on. Let me rephrase this question. Let me even make this a more loaded question. Who spends more money? Who buys those Cadillacs? Is it old people that would listen to standards, or is it young people listen to country? The country set, to me, is a Ford pickup.
I got to be honest with you, too. When it comes to the country set as well, it's really not even that. I mean, the thing with KJUL is, even if country has a stigma to it, I'll be honest with you, okay? You're considered a shit-kicking redneck, you know, cousin rapist, literally. But the thing about it is, as far as country goes, dude, not everybody listens to country.
No,
they simply wanted to go ahead and hit another demographic.
Country?
There was only one country station, radio station, terrestrial, here in Las Vegas, so they figured that would be the easiest one to target.
You know, the interesting thing is country is the one format I will not listen to. When I'm with you and you throw on KJUL, oh, okay, this is different, I'll listen to it. I listen to old rock, I listen to new rock, I listen to alternative, I listen to talk, I listen to sports. I do not listen to country.
See, and as far as everything is concerned, I really have to, I can't press this enough too, you know, simply for my own gratification. There's two types of country. There's real old school country western, which is, you know.
Dude, it's bluegrass, it's early
right.
country, it's hill,
right.
it's literally hillbilly music to some
not all
to
of it,
some extent,
but to some extent,
to
yes,
some extent,
where you're singing them and moping at the
yeah,
same time.
Right.
But the problem here is though the modern shit they're playing right now, dude, it's literally pop music
yeah.
with a twang in the background.
That's exactly
that.
It,
that's
so.
Literally all
so,
it is.
And I have another disappointing thing that got canceled. Let's talk about shit that's getting canceled to
a
start
a lot
up the
of
show.
Shit.
A lot of shit. I tune in to a great, an awesome TV show on the Discovery Channel called Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Top Gear. So I'm looking on my DVR for my Top Gear recording on Wednesday night. It's
and it
not
got
there.
Canceled.
It got canceled.
That pisses me off.
So I decided, now this is by Discovery. Discovery Networks, Discovery Channel, Travel Channel.
Right, right.
I write Discovery. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty pissed. I mean, this show is so good, and it is a car show. It is a very machismo car show.
European-based, of course.
Very, yeah, it's all based out of the United Kingdom, so it's mostly European cars, which really isn't all that bad. I think I'd love to have most of those cars any day.
Sure.
It's a show that my wife and I can even watch together. We actually will sit and watch that show together. We make it a point, because it's
right.
funnier than shit.
Sure.
And it's good. So I email Discovery Channel, and I say, hey, you know, what's going on here? Thank you for your contacting Discovery Networks. We appreciate the inquiry. Unfortunately, there are no plans to air additional episodes of Top Gear in the media future. While this program is not scheduled, blah, 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 to be televised. So I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. I leave it at that. I'm like, okay, this really, really sucks. My show's favorite show is gone. They write back again. Thank you for blah, 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 Top Gear. It was taken off the air, but rather ran its pattern. It is being revamped for the U.S. for a U.S. audience. Read, being revamped for a U.S. audience.
It means it's going to suck.
It's going to suck. And will return later this year. Look for it in December. I emailed back and I said, wait, are you going to Americanize it? Because that would be a damn shame.
Yeah, I have that no desire to see American cars.
I don't want to see an American car. It's going to be Hot Rod TV. It's going to be, I hate saying it, Trucks is probably the only American car show that I watch that's as entertaining.
Yeah.
As Top Gear. As a matter of fact, if anybody's ever seen Trucks, the guy who runs the show runs it with the same attitude, the same humor as these Top Gear guys do. He'll do stupid stuff just because he can.
And what he'll do, too, is if something is not good, he will criticize it. He won't hesitate to do that. Granted, he does get a lot of sponsors, and if someone sponsors a show, he will install their product and talk about its benefits.
Exactly.
The problem is, though, I mean, with this guy's show, he tells you how to do stuff. He tells you what you can do. He has a good sense of humor, and he does it all himself. And he will take, like he did a Bargain Beater episode, show how you can build the most stable off-road rig with the cheapest amount of money possible, being a complete cheap bastard, but you want a reliable vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. The problem is, with like a lot of American car shows we have out here, even like fucking Car and Driver TV magazine and shit like that, everyone simply wants to scream extreme this, extreme that, brag about... They want to brag about fucking brake horsepower and you know, any time they have a high number, like the CFM intake on a fucking motor, they're going to brag it.
Yeah. Top Gear will actually tear shit apart. And what is nice is, you know, they won't pull punches. They will take humor into account. And, you know, honestly, they have a lot of neat cars in Europe that we don't get to see that.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, an American audience got a chance to see it. It would be very, very beneficial. I think it would show them that, you know what, it isn't about the big three anymore. And I hate saying that against my beloved Chrysler, but, well, they... And second thought, you know, Top Gear did really like the Chrysler 300, so,
uh-huh, yes.
You know, maybe I'll pull my punch there. But I'm just saying, it's a damn shame that a really good series, really good radio show, or radio station, that these things that really shouldn't be messed with, they are in good shape, they are working, but they're not working for fucking advertisers.
No. And the problem is, I think another thing, too, is I think things like Top Gear and KJUL, I think that they do. They definitely have their audiences. I think what happened though was because there's too much work involved. I really got to be honest with anybody out there. I think the problem with a lot of network television and shit like that is, I think that instead of wanting to go ahead and work their ass off to find advertisers to match up an advertiser with a show, you know, for you know to have an audience that clicks with their product, uh-huh. I think they're lazy. I think a lot of broadcast networks. Terrestrial radio stations, I think what they're trying to do nowadays is they simply just want to go ahead and say, well, fuck it. I don't want to hire people to go call up advertisers. Let's just try to find a hot product that people are going to come to us for. And that way we can just be lazy about it. Which is why a lot of this shit's going to hell, in my opinion.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, you know, that very well may be. All right, here's what we're going to do. We have to let you guys know right now. I'm not even going to load the music. We'll load the old sound clip. We're going to open the phones. We really are going to want to call her for right after we come back from break. We really, really, really want to call her because we are going to play a slightly modified version of Shitty Mitty right after the music break.
Mm-hmm.
You can even call during the break, and we'll go ahead and get you lined up and set up on the phone if you want to hold. What we'll do, though, is we're going to go cut to a music break. It's going to be not really lengthy, but somewhat. This week I felt like we needed a little bit of high energy. We were starting off the show on all these high downer energy notes, so we need high energy, and that's what we're going to get.
Oh, we have plenty of high energy. We have some cataclysmic energy tonight. The internet may fall apart soon.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk about the internet falling apart later on. But what we're going to do right now is cut to our first break. You're listening to the world. Oh, we better announce the number. Why don't we do the number?
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
That's 1-866-LVROCKS.
That was so full of energy, I farted.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to die. Thank God we have a window. We don't have a window. And
there's a window over there.
We just got to break through the wall. All right, folks, we'll be back. Remember, 1-866-LVROCKS. Give us a call, Locals, 383-8120. We will go ahead and get ready for that nice little change in Shitty Midi.
Big wagon. Shitty Middies. You'll like it or else.
I don't believe
looking for some place to host your website, or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal, then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Alrighty, we're back from our break.
We are back,
and we haven't gotten a call.
1-866 LV Rocks, Las Vegas locals 33-8120. Of course, phone lines are open now, so you can call.
We definitely need a caller. We need a caller for Shitty Mitty.
Why don't you call up, man? What you got to lose?
Should we call them?
Who do you want to call?
I don't have any numbers. Do you have any numbers?
Hey, somebody, give us your number. We'll call you.
Yeah, go ahead and put it through the web chat. Anywho, by the way, if you want to join us, there's a lot of ways to play along. Of course, if you don't want to really call us, you can always go online to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. You can watch our webcam, see our fat asses. You can also chat with us live by
live.
Nice try. You can
chat. With us.
You can chat with us. Plus,
live.
Plus all of our faithful listeners. Okay. So basically you can do that. Or if you're lead enough, irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. Because that's like the station we're coming from. Isn't that cool?
All right, live. I'm just getting everyone psyched up.
Oh, right. Well, we need people. We need listeners. We need you guys to call in. 1-866-LVROCKS. Local Vegas 383-8120. Don't be a chicken shit. We have a phone switch. It works now. Don't come on. Play with. Will you please play with us? Come
Anyone
on.
Who doesn't call will be deemed gay.
This is Shitty Mitty. Okay, faggots. Listen. If you're not calling, you're a faggot. Now I'm calling you a faggot for not calling the studio.
Yeah, you're a certified fudge packer. For
Jesus
not calling in.
Christ, you son of a bitches. Call up 1-866-LVROCKS. What we're going to do is play a game with Shitty Mitty. We guarantee this will be entertaining. We guarantee you will be entertained. And I guarantee Claude's farts really stink. He's that excited, remember, before the break. Anyhow,
poot.
I don't want to have to skip the segment. I have this segment set up for the purpose of this. Come on, people. You're going to like this.
Come you'll on. Like it or you'll die. Give your money back.
Yeah, you will... I guarantee what we do tonight, if the caller will win...
Monumental.
The caller will win the jack shit prize or award, depending on your relative worth. So, anybody... Chazad's afraid his brain will break. Everybody's afraid. Come on, we need a caller. This is going to be good. I can't believe we're putting this much energy for one fucking phone call.
You're a lonely man. Trench is lonely.
I don't even put this much energy in stopping telemarketer calling.
Give Trench a call. He's a very lonely man.
This is pathetic. You know what? Why don't we go ahead? We'll wait for the call. We're waiting for the call. Call us, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. In the meantime, what we'll do is we'll cover a little bit of news. And if you call, we'll stop the news. We'll stop what we're doing just to talk with you. You know, because that's the kind of... We really want this Shitty Mitty bit to go. All right, basically, the government says that they need to... Basically, they're urging to back science education. The government's being urged, I should say. The government was urged Wednesday to launch a broad program supporting science education, research, and innovation in an effort to maintain the nation's economic dominance.
Economic dominance. Of the nation.
Da, da, da.
Economical.
Leadership in science and technology help make the United States a world leader, but there are indicators that it could all slip away.
Well, you know.
A committee of national... I didn't know where you're going with that.
Very laissez-faire, yeah.
Yeah, well,
the apocalypse,
you know, whatever.
Is coming, you know.
The National Academy of Sciences has warned this. For example...
God, liberals.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We usually talk about uber-conservatives, and you give them shit. I guess you got to be fair and even.
I give a shit to everybody who doesn't agree with
you
me.
You give a shit of everybody? Okay.
No, I give shit to everybody who doesn't agree with
well,
me.
Well, here we go. For example, 70,000 engineers graduated in the United States last year compared to 350,000 in India, 600,000 in China.
Yeah. Can we just go ahead and kind of clarify this right now? Because our jobs for engineering getting shipped over there, it makes more sense for those people to train more. I agree. Number one. Number two, the fact that everybody keeps becoming engineers is really stupid. Hence, the job market's so tight for becoming an engineer. Hence, less people are doing that.
Yeah. The report calls for four main efforts to shore up the nation's position in engineering and sciences and math. One, improve math and science education in elementary and high schools by establishing a merit-based scholarship program to attract up to 10,000 students per year to careers teaching math and science.
How about we just go ahead and we move on from subject to subject instead of learning the same stupid shit each year in grammar school?
Yeah, but the problem is grammar school, learning in elementary and junior high, and even some extent high school, it's all about getting the basics learned. So that way you don't look like an idiot when you are in college. Do you understand, though, a lot of colleges have remedial classes because, you know, kids just aren't getting it?
Yeah, I do. Matter of fact, I know one kid who's, like, taking English 101 at an Arkansas school, another DeLorean owner, and his first, his first essay had to be, who would you want to meet and what would you say to them?
Sad.
And he's paying for this in college, too.
Very, very sad. Increase the nation's investment in basic research by 10% each year for the next 7 years, with special emphasis on physical science, math, engineering, and information science. Not computers, because the computer market's pretty logged down. Anybody could program now. I mean, no offense to, like, Valkuris, who I know is a programmer, but it's getting to be that point.
It's just the saturation, man.
Exactly. Provide 25,000 new undergraduate scholarships each year and 5,000 new graduate scholarships for U.S. citizens enrolled in physical science, life science, and math programs in American colleges and universities.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to really say something else, too, here. One, yes, we do have a shitty school system in a lot of respects because we don't have uniform standards. You know, there are some schools out there that, you know, may have some good teachers, you know, and they hold teachers to a certain standard, or even some teachers voluntarily go above and beyond the call of duty, and other schools are just very, very laxed. And I got to be honest with you, I think elementary school should not just be about learning the basics. I think it should also be used as a developmental period for, you know, establishing good study habits and responsibility, which we really don't.
I agree. You know, and
in India, I got to say, let me ask you something, Mark. When you're a little kid, and if your parents had taken you someplace to see what your value, street value is to gypsies or a pimp or, you know, Johns to pimp you out when you're a kid to sell you into prostitution, or you can start smoking hashish and live the rest of your life on panhandling, or you can stay in school and get a fucking degree, I think you're going to study extra hard.
Yes.
There's not as many pitfalls in America, though. That's severe.
Well, you know, the thing with the American pitfalls, though, is not only are they not severe, but they're not reinforced. You know, I mean, there's a huge cushion for anybody and everybody. And you're right. You're absolutely right. There is no, you know, we're not doing it right to get people interested because we used to. I mean, think about it. Hobbies like ham radio, early computing. I'm sorry, even in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Look at early computing. We were talking about this week at work, how everybody here has great memory of their Atari 800s, their Commodore 64s, their VIC 20 Commodores, Trash 80s. Everybody has these very fond memories of these computers. Now, no one cares. No one has a fond memory of anything more than it's an Apple or it's a PC.
And to tell you the truth, there's something that even ties in with that. I learn better when I know the background. I started reading one CCNA book that's like, because I'm studying for my CCNA exam, everyone. I started reading one book that's like, and this is how the OSI layers are supposed to work together. Memorize them. Let's move on. Okay. And I was like, this doesn't tell me shit. I had to start with another one, and I started over. And this one was a little dumbed down here and there, but gave me some background. It goes, before we can learn the internet, let's start back in the old days. I mean, to build up to the OSI model and TCP/IP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, I started learning, you know, how fucking telco switches work, fiber switches, and how they tied in to create Saber and ARPANET and all this other shit.
Right. I want to remind everybody our phone lines are open. If you have a comment on this or you want to play the shitty midi game of the week, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120, local Vegas. The fourth point here is modernize the U.S. patent system. Provide tax credits to companies that increase research and development, much in the same way of trying to foster things like Xerox PARC.
Nah.
Okay? Also, ensure affordable broadband internet access. Now, that amazed me, but you hit upon it, actually. You hit upon it before the show why that would be important. You were driven nuts because you were at the public library today.
Yeah.
Doing work, doing study, just to get out of the house to study and work on stuff.
And I'm fighting, and basically I'm sharing a connection and basically getting into some sort of fucking cyber gang fight over bandwidth.
And that's just it.
And there's times, dude, I'll be honest with you, I was on a single AP, dude, that it was shared in an entire library. And I was a bastard because I was at the library yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I downloaded 40 megs at once to update, to install system updates and shit. I'm like, fuck you. And just, you know, and I'm sure other people were doing the same thing to
yeah.
me, too.
Yeah. The thing is here, you know, you were talking about, you know, the need for the NA. It was so slow. And then I realized, wait a minute, that was a detractor. I didn't understand what the hell, what good is broadband connections until I realized. You spent how much energy dealing with slow internet?
I didn't spend that much.
But you spent more energy than you would having a fast connection.
I gotta be honest with you. When it for my entertainment purposes, when I was going through my Yahoo groups, yeah, it sucked. When I was having to use a lot of online encyclopedias, you know, that were text only driven,
right?
Like, you know, define commands in Google is a perfect example of that.
Yes,
it was okay. The thing about it is, for entertainment, yes, that's one thing. As far as broadband being more affordable is, maybe I'm jaded because I get a discount on my broadband. Ha ha. But I got to be honest with you, dude. You know, I really have no other way to say this except for, you know what? You can't fucking throw broadband at something and hope it turns out better.
You know, and I completely agree with that. You can't
5 meg down for everybody. We'll all be happy.
Yep. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Is this Spank Wagon?
This is Spank Wagon. Who's calling?
Well, this is ARM 53, ARM 53 from KC Talk in Kansas City, where KC Juke hosts your show.
Ah, okay, one of our syndicates. Great, awesome. We got people listening to the syndicate. You said out of Kansas City?
Out of Kansas City, yes, you bet.
All right.
And I just like to say, however, your server's down out here, and that really sucks. What do you guys do? Gamble all your money away in Vegas, and you can't pay the bills?
Oh, no, we pay the bills just fine. See, we live off of the backs of the tourists, because when they gamble and lose their life savings, that pays our taxes.
And I think you guys have been to the casino too much, and that could be a lie.
Well, you know, that is possible, but then again, you know, we are trying to save up our money for our annual trip to the Midwest to go cow tipping and sheep fucking.
So,
you've been here before.
Oh, I'm from the Midwest.
Yes, sir.
There's a reason I ran the fuck out of there.
What was that?
Dude, I got tired of the winters. I got tired of asshole Californians coming in and tipping my cows. Come on. Hey, do you want to go?
And it's not Kansas City, dude. He doesn't have the bountiful urban getaway of Branson.
Yeah,
you're right. But you know what? Casey Juke tried to get me to come into your studio a week ago when I was out in Vegas, and you guys stiffed me for an interview with the Cars. My God, how could that happen?
Oh, very easy.
I didn't
we
see
like
you, dude.
Cars.
Were you in that Jimmy Holland Hogs, or were you cab over Pete?
Well, no, it was the Beverly Hillbillies truck that I drove out there that was really good, and I liked it because it was loud because it had no mufflers.
Wow, never move out here. You'll actually be surprised at how you'll get screwed. Hey, do you want to play the game?
Sure, why not?
All right.
But I got to mention something first. The Wild Wild West Mar show.
Oh, wait. Are you plugging someone else's show on our show?
Sure, why not? It's free country.
Why don't you call up and plug our show someplace, Trench?
You know, I really should.
Yeah,
at
you
this
should.
Rate, I mean, I could just go, Spank Wagon Radio is the greatest internet radio show ever, which we've been saying for how many years now? Almost five.
However, the Juke plugs your show back here in Kansas City all the time, so I just had to say wildwildwestmar.com, and I want to play the game. Let's go.
Woo! All right, let's play this game.
All right, what we're going to do, did you used to play a lot of video games?
Actually, I have a lot of arthritis now in my fingers because of that.
All right, then this is right up your... I was worried you were going to say arthritis in your fingers and, you know, never mind. So
and other things, sure.
Yeah, sure. What we're going to do here is we're going to play three clips from three 80s video games. I don't think you've ever listened to before. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. We have what's called Shitty MIDI, where we relish in the music that was pre-MP3. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to play these, and we're going to give you a chance to guess them. If you get at least one right, you're going to get the Jack Shit Prize or the Jack Shit Award, depending on its relative worth to you.
All right, I'm game.
Okay, so what we're going to do is let's bring up my fade here so we're ready for it. and we're going to play this. You know, you have to tell us what these are. So you're ready for the first one?
I'm confused, but I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I guess he's saying identify the game this is from.
Yeah. Figure out what game this is from.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. This is an easy one. You ready?
You bet.
Okay, what game was this from? Okay, got a guess? Do you have a guess?
He's thinking.
Is he that? He hung up.
He's contemplating.
He hung up.
Wow.
Wow.
You scared our only caller away.
Well.
I'm going to take a wild guess. Is it Dance Dance Karnov?
No. By the way, yeah, that. Oh, he lost the signal. He must be on a cell. Okay, why don't we go ahead and we'll play this in the chat room. If a caller wants to call up, we could play it there too. But, again, let's play this.
Let's hear this fine music.
So, any guesses out there in the chat room? I know you got the delay. We were hoping for the phone. We were hoping for people.
We're calling 1-866 LB Rocks.
So that's the first one. Now, should we just play the second and third?
Give them a few seconds.
I don't know.
They are gathering their might.
You know, he is proud, though, in the chat room. I'm looking at this. He's very proud. You got to pimp someone else's show that we've never heard of before. But, hey, now that we've heard about it, I guess we're supposedly obligated to go check it out, which is probably fair.
Oh, that's too bad. His whole connection went down.
Oh, geez. In a few minutes, it will be back up. So his whole thing went...
Let's hear that one more time.
No, let's move on. Let's go. Chat room, anybody listening in to the show, we're going to go
or not.
Do this. Anybody wants to guess what this shit is, Westmar has guessed Frogger.
Is he correct?
I would have to say no.
That's not Frogger. Sounds like Polka Showdown.
Actually, wait, he's sort of right because Frogger accidentally played over it.
See, and I thought that was Karate Champ.
What? You thought that was correct?
No.
Be good.
Point.
Man, this is depressing. We actually had this bit planned out. Westmar, the second one was Frogger, but the first one, what is, you know, the first one no one's getting, and that's pretty sad because I could pick this one out of the blue.
I'm at a complete loss, I gotta be honest with you.
You are at a complete loss?
I'm at a complete loss.
Okay. Westmar guessed. Pole position. Very good, Westmar. He's due for two right now for the Jack Shit Award, or prize, depending on his relative.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, there's a lot of questions. Were you a Sega guy, a Genesis guy? Are you an Elvis man
but
or a Beatles man?
This is
I'm
arcade.
Not a pole position player. I'm a Rad Racer driver.
See, well, Rad Racer, what to me, wasn't an arcade game as much as it was, as much as pole position was. Okay, but here's the third one. This one's going to be tough.
I know what this is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is a tough one. If someone actually played this one, it's tough as shit.
I just had to look at the title.
You had to look.
I was wrong.
You had to look. So, you know, basically, we got Pole Position and Frogger. You know what? If no one can get this, if Westmar doesn't get this here in a little bit once the delay kicks through, we'll go ahead and give him the Jack Shit Award anyway. So,
but he has to call back in to get it.
I don't know. Westmar, then Westmar will just pimp his own show because that's what the show the other guy was pimping.
Hey, guess what?
Westmar.com. Okay, that was it. That's all we're playing of those. So if anybody knew what that third one was. What are you doing? Oh, you're playing that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I hearing?
I you know, I had my ears on here, and I could not even hear that.
Wow.
Playing that MIDI in the background from the same thing.
Jesus. So, yeah. The third one was Tron Spiders. Very, very obscure arcade game, but still a very cool one. Part of the Tron series of Tron discs. The 6-in-1 Tron and Tron Spiders. So there you go. That's this week's Shitty MIDI, the bit without a theme song.
Yes.
Then we got people plugging other people. So that chaps my ass just a little.
I know. So, yeah, Westmore, you want to call in to claim your prize? Go ahead.
So, yeah, everybody's saying call in to collect. what is the jack shit prize?
He has to call in to find out.
Hey, if you're handling the prizes this week. All right, moving on. Since that didn't work out nearly as well as I had hoped it would.
Makes me sad.
Well, you know, I mean.
It makes me very sad.
So, for a minute, I like typed in the chat room, call in, collect, but.
Not call in, collect.
I can't imagine. We've
actually had song requests through relay calls.
That is true.
That was Smack that did that.
It had to been Smack. That was kind of a Smack thing to do.
That was pretty funny, dude.
Do you want to call anybody just to pester them?
Who do you want to call?
I don't know.
Because I do have some interesting stories.
Well, why don't we cover the stories? We'll harass people later. Well,
check this out. Technology is everywhere in our lives, and there's one more place it's boldly going to go.
Where's it going now?
Boobies.
What? Okay, yeah, the duh, it's silicon implants.
They're going to have MP3 players as breast implants.
What? Mm-hmm. Wait. Is this a fucking Onion article?
No, it's not the Onion. It's the Register.
Okay. So what does the Register saying here?
What they're going to say is... They swear up and down it's true. According to UK tabloid, The Sun. Oh, God. So much
okay.
for my journalism.
Yeah, so wait a minute. You just said The Sun, which is pretty much an equivalent to National Enquirer without the humor of the Onion.
It's like The Onion. It's imagine if The Onion ran like a horoscope so they could consider themselves legitimate. That's The Sun.
Or a funny page.
Yeah. BT Laboratories, Ian Pearson, he's the BOD guy there, reckons breast implants may as well do something useful.
Dude, can you speak up? You're like getting all serious like Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. And inside the titties, there shall be an MP3 player.
Read the fucking article on Walter Cronkite.
According, he's proposed sticking an MP3 player in one dug and a storage chip in the other. Quite how playback is achieved, we're not sure, but it may involve the listener burying his and her head in the cleavage for full stereo effect. Actually, they do explain this later on. Flexible plastic electronics would sit inside the breasts. A signal would be relayed to the headphones via Bluetooth.
Jesus.
I'm just gonna hear. You think her nipples flash blue when she's like transmitting data?
Well, not. God, wouldn't that be creepy? Wouldn't that be fucking creepy? You're walking down the street at night. Let's say you're walking down the strip, Las Vegas Boulevard, and you see underneath some chick's shirt, white, blue, black, a little light blinking.
Yeah, and then you stare and she gets mad at you.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Another thing. One, battery life. Okay, you can't really pop in and out batteries. It's going to have the battery life of a pacemaker, I hope.
Hopefully so. I'm just kind of curious what they're going to do for that. I mean, like, once a battery does die, I mean, and you can't have a permanent wound to, you know, so the damn thing can dock.
Ew, that'd be kind of gross. You just fucking lift up your shirt and you plug in. You have this scabbed over USB cable.
Ew. That's pretty fucking bad, dude. Yuck. Matter of fact, fucking yuck.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's exactly what it would be. Well, you know. Hey, by the way, the phone number if you ever want to call in, 1-866-LVROCKS, local Vegas 3-8-1-20.
My titties are 33 double D's. And they have 800 megabit streaming.
Oh, that's FireWire. I'm sorry.
Yeah, really. I was going to say, wait, you're going to measure it out in bra size? Oh, yeah, these tits, man. These are, my wife's tits are 60 gig.
That's right, dude. Give a new title meaning broadband.
Oh, hey. And I thought that's just what they called that band was a kitty. It was a broad. Never mind.
Yes, please. Never mind.
I wish I had your wah, wah, wah.
That's not the only thing that's coming on, too. You better hope that there's some sort of salvation of technology with titties, because the end of the Internet's coming soon. But first, we have a caller.
Hey, we have a caller on the air. Let's go ahead and get to them. Spankwagon Radio, you are on the air.
Who the hell do you think this is?
Who the hell do you want to be?
Akari, how are you?
Definitely not Akari.
This is Westmar.
Hello. Oh, yes, the guy who got the amazingly free plug. And the guy who won the...
Wait.
Yes, get out of the way.
Wait a second.
Plug yourself.
Stop your whining about the plug, okay? We carry you on our network. You'll get plenty of plugs on my show. We don't air at the same time. It's all good.
Did
all
I complain? Did I complain?
You're the good guy. I'm the bitcher.
I was the one that said, cool, go ahead.
Well, now, wait a minute. What network are you?
The Casey Host Network.
Oh, so you're part of Casey Host as well? Oh, okay.
Right.
See, now I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, no, there's a third person here. It's going to be like a little love nest of plugging.
Is there anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to?
I'm not even going
to
say it. I won't even say it. It's been... said in the chat room and on your airwaves already too many times tonight, so it's okay.
It's cool. All right.
So in lieu of plugging your show, is there anyone else you'd enjoy giving a shout-out to?
No, there really isn't. The only other person important in my life is in bed right now. And it is a woman, too, by the way.
Okay.
Just go in and shout-out her then.
I will wake her up with a shout. So what do I win? Like a free trip to Vegas or what?
You get the Jack Shit Award.
But what does that exactly entail?
Jack Shit.
Bye. So there you go, the Jack Shit Award, finally awarded live over the air to somebody.
Congratulations. Enjoy.
I got a question. If we ever do this show like in a studio, and we have to run out the door.
Well, we have the secret escape hatch, which is the boarded up window two stories up.
You go first. You're fatter than me. You'll be like a little landing pad.
I'll have to like put a mattress in the bed of my truck.
Wee, thud.
I'll bounce off and go flying into the pallets next door. Yes, that's right. Spankwagon Radio is brought to you from a very bad section of town.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto. We are in the hood. Literally.
It's not necessarily so much the hood as it is like some sort of wannabe industrial recycling district. Because early, one side of us are recycling metal, like washing machines and
sinks. No, recycling means you collect it and then do something with it. This guy's just collecting it. There's two abandoned pickup trucks next door and a pile of washers and dryers. That's not recycling, dude.
Well, and then the other side is pallet recycling.
Ooh, pallet recycling.
You know, which means there's bums with shopping carts full of pallets they steal from all over Vegas to bring to these places to get like a buck for every 10 pallets or something. And it's hilarious because
isn't it like $25 a pallet? That's a deposit at Home Depot.
Jesus, that's a lot of money, but I don't think they pay that much. It's like those assholes who run around town looking for carts, you know, abandoned carts. They pick up the carts and then they charge the places to return them.
It's a great racket,
man. It's a great racket.
Well, it's actually cheaper to pay someone to go retrieve these carts than it actually is to pay the city fines.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why places like Walmart, you know, have actually put the locks on.
Well, they put that stupid
carts are expensive, too. Do you know how much a shopping cart costs to make?
I've never really looked it up.
$75 a cart.
Jesus.
It's all metal, most of them. Well, even the plastic ones, it's a little cheaper, but still expensive.
You know, here's an interesting thought. Someone back in the day, man, this is a long time ago, and I don't remember who, always said the best way, if you wanted to rule the world, was to make all the shopping carts disappear because people are too lazy to pick shit up on their own.
I wouldn't, no. I'd bring you to the store to carry my shit.
Thanks. I'm now someone's bitch.
No, you're not my bitch. You're my shopping cart.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'll have the squeaky wheel, and I'll have that one wheel that rattles and fucking shakes back and forth. You know, you're trying to push straight. I fucking head left. Left. I just pointed right.
I just want to make sure everyone knows. Chancher says, I'm going straight, but he doesn't want to.
What? No, wait. Hold on. What?
Moving on.
And never mind.
But check this out. The internet's going to die. We're all doomed.
We're all doomed?
We're all doomed.
Oh, yeah. What is? It's the European Union. They're doing something with the internet.
In the future, the non-Americans would rise up against the righteous and just Americans and try to disband the internet.
The internet.
A battle has erupted over who governs the internet.
The internet.
With America demanding to maintain a key role in the network it helped create.
Create.
And other countries demanding more control.
Control.
The European Commission is warning that if a deal cannot be reached at a meeting in Tanzania next month, the internet will split apart.
Apart.
At the issue of this role is the government of the United States in overseeing the internet's address structure. Called the Domain Name System.
DNS.
It enables communications between the world's computers and is managed by the California Not-for-Profit Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.
A bunch of faggots.
Under contract of the United States Department of Commerce.
Or Commerce.
Money.
This is really great. I love this. Basically, everyone's pissed off that,
remember when we were talking about science and mathematics just a little bit ago, right?
The internet is ours.
We fucking developed that. We made that. Okay, Bolt, Brannick, and BBN, Bolt, Brannick, and Newman. Okay, them. MIT, Lawrence Livermore. They're the first nodes. They're the ones who built this shit. They worked their asses off on digital PDP-1s, PDP-2s, all the way through fucking PDP-11s.
They paid for backbones to be laid. They paid to maintain. They paid to develop it. The United States developed ARPANET. We built TCP/IP. We made the fucking internet. Without the United States, not only would the English be speaking fucking German, okay, but the fucking Tibetans, no one would know what they are. And by the way, yes, Tibet is owned by China. Fuck you.
So here we have the UN or the EU?
This is actually, it's...
Is it just EU, European Union, or is it EU and the UN?
The EU is pushing for this. This is separate from the UN argument. This is the EU trying to gain a lot of other continents and countries to gang up on the United States.
Now, I will say this. It is completely unfair that that every other country but the U.S. has to use a country code.
Can I tell you something right now just to clarify? Fuck you.
Why fuck me? I think it'd be only fair.
That's not, dude, they can have .coms in other countries.
Yes, they can, but a lot of times they have to get the .code, you know.
That's not true at all. That really, honestly, is not true. The way the DNS structure is, it's not true. What they're complaining about is, because this is all about the domain names. What happened here was America invented the internet, so we had first shot at all the domains.
Well, duh,
everything for top-level domains we got. So we got everything like fucking bob.com. dildosluts.com.
No, actually, Enrique got that one.
Well, he lost it, though, but I'm giving it as an example. Co-worker Enrique actually bought that domain.
Enrique!
Let it slip, foolish bastard.
God.
Now, check this out. The problem here is that they didn't get first shot at all these fucking domains. So they're pissed. It's all about that. It's all about some other dude that's pissed, like right now, that, you know, there's some little fucking Afghanistani dude out there. Okay, and there's some little Chinamen, and, you know, there's always other sorts of people out there that probably want spankwagon.net, but they can't have it because we got it.
Ha ha, I pay my bills.
So they want to split the internet apart, okay? Well, actually, what they want to do is they want to go ahead and say, fuck it,
and then
do a very socialist move and redistribute the wealth of top-level domains to the entire world.
You know what? I will say this, and I will say this only once. If you have it where you have a split internet, what's going to happen? All these countries will be able to censor information.
China already does, and that's actually the biggest complaint.
China blocks anything that's news, you know. And the thing is if you split this shit, dude, you are gonna have problems. Now, I can sort of see, and I can kind of agree, the UN could take it, not another commercial entity like the EU, because they are gonna have a purpose to taking it other than some altruistic reason. They're gonna want it for money. Duh. You can't split it up, because you will have that censorship. And you know what?
Right.
I don't know. I think you said it best. We were talking about this in a forum, or you were talking about this in a forum. You said it best, and I am quoting Claude while he's sitting in front of me because I'm that kind of a guy. Great. Because you know what? That means the spammers can't get to us as easy.
That's right. That's absolutely correct, especially Russia and China.
Australia. Don't forget Australia. Australia is horrible.
Australia, Russia, and China. You're absolutely right. Especially Russia is usually a lot into Viri and shit like that, and other shit for meds. China's very much into meds and financial spam, and Australia's all about the prawn spam. This is very interesting right here, and the reason why is because what they're saying is that Viviane Reding, a European IT commissioner, says that if the multilateral approach cannot be agreed, as in they want us to give up power to some other assholes, countries such as China, Russia, Brazil, and some Arab states in the UAE could start operating their own versions of the internet. Now,
how do you have a version of the internet?
Basically, they're just going to make a national intranet.
Okay, so what they're going to make is a national AOL.
Right. Well, it's not going to be an AOL, because AOL is an online service provider.
No.
So that's different.
No. Here's the thing.
It's an intranet. It's a giant intranet.
Break it down, okay? Really, the only difference between AOL and the internet, and I know this is going to sound really odd for
me
saying it.
It's going to grate on people's ears,
It's going to grate on people's ears, but the only difference is the fact that AOL, as an ISP, you know, that the AOL is its own ISP. Everybody has an ISP they connect to. No one connects directly to the fucking internet. Internet is a network of networks, pure and simple. So right now what we already have is we already have a network of networks, which means we have this segregation split. But there's a very big-time gentleman's agreement that ICANN and all of the domain and everything like that doing what it does.
Yeah.
If anybody looks at their broadband connection and go, you know what, I got broadband, I don't have to go load AOL. You're right, you don't. But you're still on an ISP, which means you're still on a network that's connecting up to a broadband or that's connecting up to a backbone network, which has to pipe through other backbone networks.
Well, the reason you have to have an ISP right there is the ISPs themselves, you know, they end up comprising a part of the internet itself. Like I say, folks, imagine it as plumbing in your home. What happens is basically you have an on-ramp that you need someone to go ahead and let you jack into the global network. Because what happens is, you know, it's literally just a never-ending network of just routers connecting, and so your ISP is granting you access to get to a router. Otherwise, you don't need an ISP to get on the internet, but the reason you want one is because if you didn't have an ISP, you'd have to lay your own fiber
and that's just expensive, unless, of course, you find some dead fiber that's out there. Looking at time, we got to go to a break.
We'll go ahead and we'll go to break, and we want to go ahead and let everybody kind of sulk on this. But before we go, I want everyone to go with a good laugh. Remember Viviane Reding, the European IT commissioner?
Remember her, yes.
Yes, and the U.S. is arguing the exact same thing. Michael Gallagher, he's President Bush's internet advisor. He's his IT guy. Jesus Christ, that's scary. You know, they're basically saying, you know, with countries doing all this stuff right there and you're not entrusting it to let us do this, the problem is you're just arguing because we have it, number one. And number two, you can't be trusted on your own because you'll censor people. And I got to agree, when you have social states like China and you have religious states such as the entire Middle East, that's a goddamn big concern that the people themselves cannot have democracy and be free. And I totally agree. But the problem is the hope. What they're trying to do is basically they're trying to hold us hostage and make terrorist demands about the internet because... And this is what Viviane Reding says.
That's an interesting way to say that.
And this is what Viviane Reding has said. Finishing that quote, some Arab states could start operating their own version of the internet, and the ubiquity that has made it such a success will disappear. They think that if they'd kill, let's say they just kill the fucking uplinks between us and other countries, they think that's going to kill the internet for us. Guess what? It's not. And matter of fact, the people who stand to lose the most from this are the fucking spammers. You're not going to kill us. Most of the shit that we do here is locally inside the United States. You want to go off and have your own fucking intranets? You know what? That's fucking fine by me. But guess what? You're not going to fucking be free.
That's very, very true.
And I gotta seriously be honest to this right here to all these people. You know, I can only hope and pray you're listening because I gotta tell you, give you the smackdown. Dude, you're fucking wishful thinking, dude. You really, really are. You're not going to kill the fucking internet, all right? Yeah, there's some stuff I do that I do communicate with people in other countries and offshore. And, you know, as much as I would hate to lose those contacts, guess what? Ain't going to kill me. And even then, multi-continental fucking corporates and shit. Dude... If they can't use the internet to build their fucking VLANs, all they're going to do is pay for their own uplinks.
Hit the fan.
They don't give a
all
shit.
All right. At this point, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
Spank Wagon.
Well, I'm upper class, high society. I've got big balls, and I've got big balls.
big ball should be known every night. We've got big
righty, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. For what that's worth.
Yes, we are.
So
I learned more Spanish right there. I think I'd like to do an entire Spankwagon show in Spanish.
It'll be all you, dude, because I can't speak any Spanish.
You can be my gringo sidekick.
¡Ay, coño!
Jeez.
And then you'll be all
you
like,
watch way too much Telemundo or Univision.
I don't really watch too much Univision. ¡Soy del gigante! Now, actually, you know what's really fun, dude? Like, go watch, like, popular movies on Telemundo when they're in Spanish.
It's
fucking weird.
Really? How weird?
It's fucking strange, dude.
Really?
Well, what happens? I was, like, watching Superman, dude, and it's really, you know, it's really weird to hear Gene Hackman with a voice like this. And others to have voice like this. And Miss Tessmacher is just like some, you know, beefy mujer, man.
Well, on that note. Ladies and gentlemen, as I peek out my microphones, it is now time to give every one of our faithful listeners in the chat room Matt!
El Loco Respecto!
Props! First up, let's give Matt props to Diggs!
Matt props!
Let's give mad props to Arm 53.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Chazad.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Johnny Boy.
Mad props. I wonder if that's like Johnny Boy from Mad Max.
Maybe. Let's give mad props to The Juke.
Mad props. It's good, the dubbed over version. He was like some Australian guy with a Brooklyn accent.
Let's give mad props to Vex Chowan.
Mad props.
Mad props to Vocaris.
Mad props.
And finally, let's give mad props to Westmore.
Mad props.
And that's this week's mad props, because we appreciate you, the listener. And Vert just asked, why did Dick get props first? It's alphabetical order on our machines. Jesus.
And who also has,
are
like...
Are people that sensitive?
Well, actually, on my machine, it's shown who has op status first.
See, on this one, it's full alphabetized.
But see, he's got op status. That's why he's up above.
Oh,
that's why
I see.
D is in front of C. So much about Iowa schools and shit being superior.
Yeah, Midwest sucked. Anyway, there's this week's mad props. You know, we've been talking a lot about other countries and stuff today, and it's actually kind of funny how sometimes when you don't plan on a show, this shit just kind of comes together.
Sometimes it can happen that way.
The Simpsons have been Arabiatized.
Arabiatized?
In Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, whatever, when an Arab satellite TV network, MBC, M as in, like, Mark or Moscow or...
M is like...
Milosevic.
Jihad!
Plane decided to introduce the Simpsons to the
box cutters
building.
Falafel and grape leaves. What's Arabic, dude? He's not gonna eat donuts. That's what those people eat.
Well,
there,
hold on, actually we'll get to that. MBC, as in my god, what are we doing, decided to introduce the Simpsons to the Middle East. They knew the family would have to make some fundamental lifestyle changes.
Damn it.
It's no longer Homer, it's Omar Shamshon.
Omar Shamshon?
Omar Shamshon, as he is now called on the show. Looks like the same Homer Simpson,
but he has given up the beer and the bacon, which are both against Islam.
That's just lovely.
Yes, and he is no longer hangs out at CD bars with bums and lowlifes. In Arabia, Homer's beer is now soda. And his hot dogs are barbecued Egyptian beef sausages. And the donut-shaped snacks he gobbles are traditional Arab cookies called kak. K-H-K, kak. And Arabia Shimshin's called al-shamshunin made its debut in the Arabian world earlier this month in time for Ramadan, a time of high TV viewership. But it uses the original Simpsons animation, but the voices are also dubbed into Arabic, and the scripts have been adapted to make the show more accessible and acceptable to Arab audiences and taxi cab drivers.
Did you just say Arab?
Yes, I did. The family remains as the producers describe them dysfunctional, but they live in East Springfield, and Omar is still lazy and works at the local nuclear power plant making bombs for jihad! Bert, now called Badr, is constantly cheeky to his parents and teachers and is always in trouble, provided the character's voices are several popular Egyptian actors, including Mohammed Hennedy. He's a killer, considered the Robert De Niro of the Middle East. But there is no guarantee of success, my friend. No, no, no. Many Arab blogs and internet chat sessions have become consumed with how unfunny Al-Shashum is. They've ruined it. Oh, yes, they have. Oh, why have they ruined it? Wrote a blogger called Norse from Oman. Some long-time Simpsons fans who are Arabs are incensed over the observation version. Jihad! It was just painful. The guy who played Homer Simpson was one of the most unfunny people I ever watched. Just dropped a project that Jordan reruns on of Tony Danza's show. And that is about the Simpsons in Arab languages. And my tongue is numb and I can't move out of this.
That's probably because you can't do a very good Arab voice.
I think I did a great Arab voice.
The problem is you weren't doing Arab. You did a good voice, yes, but you were... You
never do it right. I never do
it. Go to the Arab. Go to the Arab like this.
Fuck that. Dude, you grew up.
That's Arab, dude.
Well, I think my Arab was a little more presentable.
That was not Arab, dude. That was like Hindu. That's, oh, look, I'm Hindu.
Who cares?
People
didn't get the point across?
No, because people like this don't kill other people for jihad.
No, people
like this do.
People like this do kill other
Infidel.
People. People like this take our jobs away. Take jobs away from the Americans.
Really? Really? Okay, hold on. Give me a second.
We have more engineers. It, like you said, it's either life on the streets, death, or accounting.
Pretty much, actually. Yes, it is.
So but I am right. I win.
You are not quite right. No, that
I
is...
I will mute your mic. I have the power to.
No. I think not. Give me a second here. Where the fuck is that? I'm going to find...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now stalling for time while Claude Balls researches the internet for some obscure fact.
No. Here we go. Here, I'm going to play what a real fucking...
We can't hear. We don't have the hookup on this machine.
No, we don't have the hookup, but I have a mic.
Welcome to the land of Ghettoville. You fucking held two tape recorders together to make, like, fucking CD... Or CD. To make cassettes back in the 80s, didn't you?
You
held fucking tape cassette recorders upside fucking down. So everybody hears the door closing to your bedroom as the fucking song plays.
Play on the rank!
Click!
What's wrong with Milli Vanilli?
Where do you want to start, my friend?
See, you're just being insensitive.
I am... me insensitive compared to the fucking almighty pork chop? Sounds like turkeys.
Shit, that's the wrong one. Hold on.
You wanted to be funny and prolific, and you failed.
I am.
You failed miserably.
Let's see.
By the way, getting the India versus Pakistan, the final showdown.
Yeah,
Vert sent the link here. I don't know if I can get to it. Let's see if I can get to it. Hold on. This may prove to be entertaining.
Let's see.
Hold on. Hold your stuff. Hold your shit. We got, and of course, VFTP is super fucking slow. Figures.
That's all right, because you know what? I got my video already ready.
Okay, go. Dude, that sounds like one of my fucking instructors from last semester. I swear to God, that guy taught me fucking math last semester. Who stubbed their toe?
Okay, so that's what Arabs sound like, dude. And matter of fact, I think Spankwagon did hit the lowest common denominator because we're watching beheading videos.
Yeah,
in the
that
studio.
Was a beheading video in the studio. So yeah, we.
So there's obviously
God,
a difference.
We hit a new.
Was more and more angry.
Yeah,
I think we're watching snuff films
while at work.
While at work, yeah, we're watching snuff films here on the air.
Snuff?
Yes,
yes.
Snuff.
People getting killed. Snuff. The studio trolls just fucking flashed in here. Maybe
they're like death.
Death. Yeah, death. Woo!
We're with some scary people. That's what Arabs sound like. Angry people.
I think mine sounded just fine.
It was like this. This is not Arabic. Hala, this is Arabic right here.
I don't know. I think you grew up.
I'll have to find you some
you
Arabic
fucking,
people.
You lived in Glendale, dude. All you know is Armenian.
It's not true. Dude, there's a lot of Arabs, dude.
Oh, you're right. So my Arabic could have been just the same as the Egyptian Arabic that was covering the fucking Simpsons.
The Egyptians are different, dude.
Oh, but no. Then why are they doing the voiceovers for Arabic TV? Aha! Ah, fucking ha!
See, the problem
I win again. Yes! You yay me! One.
See, this is your version of Egyptian.
Oh, my God. This sounds like it's being played out of a camcorder. You have it pushed play. You're holding a microphone up to a TV. Listen to this, Grandma! Yeah, okay, enough of that.
Egypt, man. You ever heard the Egyptian lover?
Yes. Oh, twist this fucking shit around. Just keep fucking twisting. Do you have any other news?
Let's see. What do I have for news? Kind of out on the news right now.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, basically, fuck the world. They think they're going to take the internet away and... ain't gonna happen.
Then let's kind of go full circle here.
That's really please.
We were talking about the iPod on Wednesday this past week. Apple introduced a new iPod capable of displaying video as well as audio. So there is also now a new video section on iTunes. Apple CEO Steve Jobs believed this may have a large impact on the film industry. Yeah, they're gonna fucking shit themselves laughing.
They're gonna shit. What makes you think that?
Okay. First off, look at an iPod. Anybody go to a. It's funnier when you remember the proper cabling. Next week, remember the cable.
Well, I think this is really in tune.
So anyhow, the new iPod comes in a 30-gig edition and a 60-gig edition for $299 and $399, respectively. On the 30-gigabit iPod, 75 hours of video at a resolution of 320 by 240 can be stored. On the 60-gig, 150 hours can be stored at the same resolution. Despite these features, and this is my agreement, people claim that the screen may be too small for people to really enjoy video. However, the iPod Luddites, or the iPod faithful that buy every single iPod, they're going to go at it anyway. iPod owners will be able to purchase an optional S-Video cable. I can't... This sounds like shit.
It was to get that build up right there, man.
Wow. You can also get an S-Video cable, so that way you can then hook your iPod up to your television.
You know, I got to tell you right now, I think there will be people that buy this, and I don't think it's just going to be iPod Luddites. Like
or not Luddites, I mean iPod faithful. Luddites, opposite of technology.
No, I think what we're looking at right here is, I know what you're saying. Anyhow, I think what's going to happen is, I mean, look at the people that buy videos for PSP.
You know, and I will agree to that.
It's stupid.
No,
you can't enjoy it, but
no.
People fucking do.
To complement the new video section, Apple and ABC have agreed in a deal which episodes of television shows such as Lost and Desperate Housewives. Wait, Lost is one show. Sorry. That Lost and Desperate Housewives. Dude, we can make a fucking rip-off sitcom. Lost and Desperate Housewives. We'll put fucking housewives on an island and have some guy in a monster suit chase them around.
But they're desperate housewives, so instead of getting killed, they're going to fuck him.
There you go. And it's going to be drama, comedy, action, adventure, all in one.
You took my merman.
Okay. Basically, ABC said they will sell $1.99 episodes of Lost and of Desperate Housewives.
It is popular. I know someone already has like been fucking downloading video like gangbusters, and that seems to be at the top of his list.
Yeah. Other plans for the video section involved animation from Pixar, of course. Who didn't see a little bit of
Well, I got to ask something
between
right there.
Apple and Pixar.
The question I have about all this, though, is, number one, do I have to watch this on the iPod? Can I watch it on iTunes?
No. See, the digital rights management is either, well, no, it may watch it in iTunes. It may do it on iTunes. I will take that back because I know iTunes started having a video feature.
Yes.
But there's going to be digital rights management to where that you paid $1.99 to watch a show that you could watch for fucking free over the air TV.
And, well, you got to wait for it to come on. And not everyone is caught up to TiVo or DVR yet. And the other question I have is what kind of compression are we looking at? I mean,
I don't know.
Actually, this is going to really fill up a hard drive quickly.
Well, no, they said you can have up to 150 hours can be stored on the 60 gig at a resolution of 320 by 240, which is the iPod video screen.
Ugh.
If you have the 30, you can actually get up to 75 or half of that.
You know, I think Steve Jobs is a genius in the fact that he's created this whole fucking you know, pay to listen type the iPods business model, and he's selling it like gangbusters out to the people. I don't think this is a good idea, but I think he's doing very well to market this shit out to basically fist fuck people for money.
Oh, absolutely.
In Hollywood, the people who, in my opinion, deserve it the most.
I can kind of agree, but you know, someone's getting paid for this, and we still have yet to see the resolution of Apple versus music. The music record labels.
Then you know what?
We're gonna have another fight.
Music is different though, because I mean, it's like you don't need music doesn't need resolution; it just needs quality. And the impact is not that difficult, or excuse me, not that much from high quality versus low quality. When you have, you know, a song that may only be like 3 megabyte, you know, and you got a hard drive that's like 40 to 60.
True.
I think the video thing is going to be different.
The thing is, and there will be people who do this, they'll hack those iPods. They can get those shows off and watch them on their own thing. I mean, they already do it with iPod Music.
Version 6 is different. Version 6 has got a completely new algorithm on the DRM.
And that means it'll just take them another few weeks to do it again.
Possibly.
I mean, every time you release it, there's going to be a bunch of people out there to crack it. That's just kind of the law or the nature of it, of the beast. Geez, I'm almost out of time, so I kind of wanted to read something here. Look.
Yeah, you are saving this up. I'd like to hear this myself.
This caught me off guard, but let's give some appropriate music.
We're giving it mad props.
Sort of, but that's all I have. In my hand, what I have here, what do I have here, Claude?
You actually have a copy of Dick and Jane, and it's the edition, the one book called Fun with Our Family.
Now, my wife gets a hold of these because these are actually still used in public schools today to teach reading, to teach basics of speech and reading.
Right.
So I picked it up, and I'm like, you know, this is funny because I learned to read with Dick and Jane books.
I don't remember what I learned to read with. I really don't. My father, I know, learned to read with Dick and Jane books, and that was back in 1930.
Actually, this is...
He's born in 32. Probably would have been about 36 to 38.
Well, actually, here, they give a little bit of history. The Dick and Jane stories really gained popularity in the 1950s and 1960s, but the first Dick and Jane stories are actually appeared in much earlier form in 1930. So these are little short stories. This book, actually, the Dick and Jane, Fun with Our Family, was copyrighted 1965. Well, I'm looking at this book, and I just flip it open very randomly. I mean, I'm just flipping around you know, looking at the art in it. It's pretty cool, you know, to look back.
Very old school art.
Oh, so old. I mean, these kids, they're either wearing Chuck Taylors, or they're wearing Buster Browns.
And I love the fact that, you know, it's a very white past here, too, apparently.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I was at it to my page. Here. So let
me
read.
I'm just looking through everything.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's very, very old school Norman Rockwell-esque type shit. Instead of being like all fucking purple dinosaurs of, look at me, kids, I'm goofy, buy some shit. It's much more realistic artwork and paintings.
A little bit of care put into it, and, you know, that's some funny shit. Now, I got to find this. Because I opened it up very randomly and found this story.
Are you going to read it?
Yeah, I'm going to read the story.
You won't
the
even show me the page.
The story is called, Here, well, you'll get the page. Here is Dick.
Here is Dick.
Here is Dick. Father said, come here, Dick. I want you. Can you help me? Father said, Dick.
Come here. I want you to help me. Come here and help. Jane said, oh, father, this is not Dick. Here is Dick.
Yeah, it really does say this.
I'm reading this verbatim. I opened that up, and I just started bawling my eyes out with laughter. Because I'm sitting here going, father said, Dick, Dick, come here. I want you to help me.
Cecil P. Cockring, where are you hiding?
Oh, man. Here's another one. Look at that. Oh, by the way, they got black kids in the 60s.
Yeah, black people have existed for a while.
Look at that.
They claim we've enslaved them for 400 years. I don't know.
The story is, look at that.
Look at that.
Penny said, look, Mike, I can help you. No, no, Penny said, Mike. Go to Mother. Go and help Mother. Here, Penny said, Mother, you can help Pam and me. Penny said, I want that. Oh, Mother, I want that. Penny said, not that. Not that, Mother. I did not want that.
Jesus Christ.
This is teaching our kids.
Well, I know you're trying to look for the sexual innuendo thing. What's killing?
No, the Dick one was there. Dick one was handed.
What's killing me
Dick,
is the writing
Dick,
now.
Come here, Dick. Well, you know, that one was handed to you on a fucking silver platter.
I grew up reading books like The Pokey Little Puppy and things like that.
I had Golden Reader books.
That's the Pokey Little Puppy.
Was it Pokey Little
Golden
right.
books. Yeah.
I had Golden books and all that stuff. I had tons of Dr. Seuss. So why don't you read one for us?
Let's see. I want to read something epic. Something cheesy.
There is no epic. You will not find fucking Iliad Odyssey.
I must clear my throat. If only I had the Masterpiece Theater music. Fuck. Pam and Penny. It is a day. With Pam and Penny, identical twins walking side by side. And there's a figure lurking in the background. With a string tied to a tricycle. His name is Mike. Mike said unto her, come here, Pam. Come here, Penny. Come and play with me. No, Mike, said Pam. Penny and I cannot play. We cannot play with you. Dude, I know the characters in this book are black, but I'm not emancipating them. I'm just reading them. As they ran for help, look, father! Look, said Mike. See Pam and Penny run away. Father said, come here, Pam. Come here, Penny. At that moment, Mike shouted out, Pam! Penny! You cannot run away! Penny said, oh, Mike, we did not want to run away. Look at Mother. We want to help Mother. Three little dogs. Pam said, is that a dog, Mother? What a funny little dog. Mother said, Penny, Mike, come and see two little dogs. Look, said Penny, I see three dogs. Not two little dogs, but three. Pam said, I like this one. See what it can do! Look at this little dog, see what it will do for me! Penny said, look at this little dog, see it will do for me! I want this one! Pam said, oh, this is fun! I like the three little dogs! I want a little dog! Mike said, look at this! I want this little dog, father! Will you get these three little dogs for us? Father said, no.
Not three dogs! We will look for one big dog. But we cannot get three dogs. Little did Father know that the man selling them did not care about the fate the dogs endured. For 20 minutes later, a Vietnamese family came by. And they took the dogs and made them into a stew. Thus they were happy. Although they saved the big dog from becoming a roast.
Pretty good story. They really make this shit interesting, you know that?
Yeah, I know. I think they updated it for the 90s when that was published.
Let's see what some other ones.
Okay, we need we got a wrap.
I could read this shit here online.
Yeah, I noticed this.
Mother
I killed your mic, dude. We're done. We got to wrap. We have to wrap.
I mean, it makes me sad. We'll have to pick this up next week.
We'll have to pick
I guess everyone's excited about that. I can hear people giggling out in the...
I know. The green room is going nuts.
Yeah, they are. It's pretty epic, man. I mean, that is, you know, it's inspiring.
I will
they
say
still that. Make these books, huh?
They still make those books. Dick
I wonder, are they really useful or is it just nostalgia?
I think it's still really useful.
Are you going to teach your son off this?
I don't know. But that's another story for another day.
He is starting to talk. Other day he screamed talk.
Great, he hit the lowest common denominator.
Gotta start the kids off somewhere.
You've been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
And this has been the greatest internet radio show ever and the best time you've ever spent.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We want to say a big bunch of thank yous to a lot of bunch of people. First, we want to say thank you to LVRocks.com for giving us the studio, the bandwidth, and the chairs for Claude Balls to fart in.
They have my stink on upon them now.
We want to say a big thank you to our syndicates, ExtremeRadioTampa.com, Megarock-radio.com, kchost.net, and realmusicnetwork.com, which still needs to be confirmed.
True. Thank you all.
Want to say a big thank you to all of our friends, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP.net. And hey, let's give a plug out to WildWildWestmar.com.
Big ups to all.
If we're not live, we're in the archive.
At www.spankwagon.net. And if you're not there, we're on the go. Podcast.lvrocks.net.
LVRocks.com.
.com.
It's .com.
It's .com.
Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I am the $1.50 sugar daddy, Claude Balls.
We'll be back next week.
Bank Wagon. Thank you.